I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, August 31st. There are 5 new cases of coronavirus in Quincy, with 20 active cases as of Friday. Quincy remains in the green category on the state's risk assessment map for contracting the virus. The death toll of 135 has remained unchanged for almost 2 months, and there have been 1,327 recoveries. There have been 1,536 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy since the outbreak of the pandemic. Over 100 people rallied in Quincy Center yesterday, calling on Mayor Thomas Koch to declare racism a public health crisis in the city. Members of the group Quincy for Transformative Change marched from Faxon Field to the United First Parish Church and criticized the mayor for failing to respond to their requests for comment and for failing to speak at their events. Mayor Thomas Koch has said the city invests in public education and infrastructure to benefit all residents. The Quincy Health Department fined the Neighborhood Club $300 for hosting an indoor wedding on Saturday. The club says it was forced to move the wedding indoors because of the rain. A health inspector said some guests were not wearing masks. Currently, indoor gatherings of more than 25 people are banned in the state because of the pandemic. General Joseph Dunford of Quincy will be the guest speaker of the Celebration of the Priesthood hosted by the Archdiocese of Boston next month. Dunford is the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The celebration will be held online and it is its 12th year this year. Quincy police searching for a man who robbed some money from a woman at the Donut King on Copeland Street in West Quincy Friday morning. Police say the woman was waiting in line when a man grabbed an envelope from her containing about $30 and then fled out the door. He was described as a white male, about 6 feet, 180 pounds, last seen wearing black mesh shorts and a black and white sweater and baseball cap. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, August 31st.